Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Saturday of the 45th week in the year of our Lord, 2022, as we examine Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 119. Having noted in our last meditation that we are to ask of God all things necessary for soul and body, we also noted that these are the things which Christ our Lord comprised in the prayer which he himself taught us. And so we turn our attention to that prayer, as we ask in Heidelberg Catechism question 119, what is the Lord's Prayer? We answer, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. This prayer is the model Jesus taught in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13, and Luke chapter 11, verses 2 through 4. Luke chapter 11, verse 1 tells us that the disciples, upon watching Jesus pray, then asked Jesus how they should pray. Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples. And so Jesus did, appending a few requirements to the prayer he would teach, as we find in Matthew 6, verses 5 through 8, where he says, And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Though we are to pray publicly, particularly in the assembly of the believers, we are not to pray for the sake of being seen to pray. We are not to show off how holy we are by offering loud prayers before others. We are not to use prayer as a way to establish our Christian credentials in order to be praised by others. That is not the purpose of prayer, as we have seen. Better, Jesus says, that we pray in secret, seeking the Father's will not as a badge of holiness before men, but as our expression of faith and hope in the God who hears and answers. In like manner, we are not to blather on and on, keeping up empty phrases, thinking the more eloquent or loquacious we are, the better chance of God hearing us and giving us that for which we ask. Indeed, some pagan prayers of old, and even some we may hear in our own day, spend much time in repetition of the name of their god or gods, and in offering a mantra of repetition, thinking, as the prophets of the Baal did in Elijah's day, that by such things their gods would better hear them. But our God can hear us just fine, the first time. And while we may repeat requests, and often do so according to his word, such as pleas of forgiveness and the desire for holiness, we do so not in a formulaic fashion designed to get his attention. We do so because we genuinely need them. And at that particular moment, we are very aware of that need. We do not need to say his name every fifth word of our prayer, and we don't need to ramble on and on, thinking we need to explain ourselves to God, for he knows these things. Rather, we are to pray simply, asking for all of those things which he has commanded, the things which he has promised, and that which is necessary for our growth in godliness. And as we do so, praying in the fashion our Savior taught us, we not only have the assurance that God hears us and answers us, but rather than glorify ourselves before men, in our prayers we bring all glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.